is 9:33 on a Saturday morning. We are in a long weekend in the Maritimes. Hope your Saturday is starting out nicely. If you've been with us since 8 a.m., thank you for being here. If you're just joining us, we have lots of action on the show so far. We'll be talking with the lead singer of the Stanfields. The Stanfields are performing, among other big acts, this weekend at the Jubilee, which is a big event in the Maritimes this weekend in New Glasgow. You will recognize many of the names performing this weekend. As well, we'll have 50 things you didn't know about Halifax. See how many of the things you did know? I mean, I suppose the challenge is these are 50 things we are sure you didn't know. We will talk to the author of the article with that name that appeared in Halifax Magazine this week. Right now, we are looking at your emotional well-being. You know, we talk about mental health almost every weekend here on Maritime Morning Weekend Edition. This week, a technique that you've never heard me mention before, probably because I hardly know anything about it. But we are blessed to be with someone who does know an awful lot about it, energy therapist Susan Bushell. Hello, Susan. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I understand you are one of only 4 accredited trainers in Canada dealing with this particular technique.
That's right, with a particular training organization, AMET.
Now, what is this technique called?
It's called EFT, which is a short form for Emotional Freedom Techniques.
Now, in my life, EFT usually means electronic fund transfer.
Yes, exactly, yes.
So I assume I would guess that you are disappointed that term has been co-opted by the financial services
exactly.
sector instead of being a therapeutic technique.
It can create a little bit of confusion, but in actual fact, the best way to describe EFT is that it's acupressure for your emotions.
Acupressure for your emotions. Mm-hmm. Is this something you can do to yourself, or is it something someone does to you?
Both. It's an incredible self-healing tool, but we also obviously have practitioners that work with people.
So to start out, what kinds of things can it be applied to?
Yes, well, EFT is incredible for working with emotions, uncomfortable emotions, obviously, and limiting beliefs. EFT works really well with things like anxiety, depression, and phobias. It's incredible for sports performance issues, weight loss, and to help you stop smoking. And right now, where EFT is really shining is with pain, physical pain in the body, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, what are some of the underlying assumptions that go into the theory and practice of this?
Well, in actual fact, one of the really interesting and unique things about EFT is that you actually focus on the negative. So you tune in your awareness to the truth, just how uncomfortable this feels. And that's very different from other techniques that work with the psychology of the human being. So you focus in on how uncomfortable it is while you're tapping on very specific acupressure points. And what happens is the body releases the discomfort while you're tapping. So if you tend to be a bit of a breath holder, by tapping, then you'll be able to breathe more easily. If you tend to jam up your diaphragm, if you hold your shoulders and your neck tight, a lot of people have that. As you're tapping, you'll notice your body will relax. And one of the most powerful things about this technique is that you get to just really be the truth of how this feels. And you no longer have to hide it or pretend like it's not there. You know, if you're feeling embarrassed or humiliated or if you're feeling angry, you can just be there while you're tapping. And the key thing is that you have to be tapping to let this go. You can't just think your way out of these feelings. You have to actually feel your way out and tap on these points and let it and then it lets go. The body lets go, which is where everything is anyway.
Now, I'm going to say something that isn't intended to challenge you, but it's just to clarify for me. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with a technique from Scientology, which I know does not have a great reputation, called an assist, touch assist, where one is sort of touched or poked and then asked to draw their attention to the finger. Like, can you feel my finger? And then if the person can, then they move on to another spot as a way of drawing one's attention away from whatever uncomfortable experience or memory one is having and to the touch. Is there anything in common here, or is this a completely different mechanism of action?
I wouldn't think so. I don't know anything about that, but it's not so much about distraction at all. It's actually that you're working with the human energy field, and you're actually gently convincing the unconscious, which is uniquely and beautifully paired with the physical body, to release the moment of shock. So let's say you were in a car accident, or you got cornered by a bully, right? And you're in grade one, and this kid's bigger than you, and you're frightened. You have a physical reaction to that. You might hold your breath. You might jam up your diaphragm. You might stiffen your hamstrings. And in that moment of shock, I mean, this is what trauma is all about. In that moment of shock, you do the best that you can to survive and to take care of yourself and to get yourself out of danger. But what often human beings do is that they then hold on to that shock. And so the next time it happens, it feels strong. It feels just as strong or stronger. And then the next time, and even when you think about that event, you will notice that your body does a very similar type of reaction, that it physically tenses up. So this technique actually gets at the energy of the holding on right at the physical level, at the somatic level, we call it. And I noticed just out in the world of mental health and in just in terms of the world of helping people, everybody's talking about somatic release. Everybody's talking about we can't really let go of trauma until we let it go at the body level. And a lot of people are really good at talking about their feelings or talking about an event that they've been through, like an injury or a car accident or a divorce, right? Or how anxious they feel about life. But that almost makes things worse. And a lot of people, if they're really honest with themselves, they will notice that the more they talk about it, the more upset they get. It's because you're running those neural patterns in your brain over and over and over again, and they become like a superhighway. So in actual fact, what we want to do is maybe talk a little less and just focus in on how it feels at the body level. And we don't even need words. Like, a lot of people don't have words for their feelings. They may have had to kind of lock down how they feel about things. So all you really need to do is just crack that doorway open a little bit, tune into how it feels, and then tap on these very specific points. And just keep breathing. And within a few minutes, things start to lighten up. There's a sense of relief. The body relaxes. Maybe a more positive perspective about what happened will begin to come into the conscious awareness.
Is the participant asked to re-experience the trauma in question while tapping, or just remember it?
Right. Yeah. No, we're not into big pain. You know, you've been through this once. We don't want to drag you through it again and again. So we're very, that's a big part of our training, of course, is to hold the client very safe. So we just want to crack the door a tiny bit just to get at the energy of the problem, not re-experience all the trauma. So we have a lot of techniques and very sort of hands-on, sort of simple things we do. There's a particular point on the back of the hand we call the gamut point. And mostly my clients tap for themselves. But if things do get a little more intense, I'll sit beside them and hold that point on the back of their hand while they continue tapping. And that holds them safe. It allows the energy to clear quicker through the body and more effectively. So there's a whole bunch of very simple little things that we do that assist the body. So we're very proactive in making sure that people don't have to relive what they went through. Now, the interesting thing is that the good news, I guess, is that if they do re-experience some of that, it's actually, on some level, it can be seen that it's actually a good thing because they're letting go of that. They're not just re-experiencing it, but it's popping up, but they're also releasing it from the body. And the body becomes quieter, the breathing opens up, the blood pressure drops, they relax. They're letting go of the shock and the trauma that they couldn't finish processing at the time because they were too busy trying to hold themselves safe.
How do you know when you're done?
It gets very quiet inside the body, and it's kind of fun to watch, actually. People will suddenly get all wide-eyed, and they'll look at me, and they'll get this curious little look, and they'll go, "That feels weird." And I was like, "Yeah, what does it feel like?" It feels like it's really quiet. And sometimes we have to kind of tap on that because it feels so weird. They maybe have gone decades without feeling that quiet and that relaxed. And it can be a little unnerving. I know it sounds a little strange to say this, but sometimes you've had a problem for so long, it's kind of like an annoying but familiar friend, and it feels a little...
Well, you may have to grieve the loss of that problem, because some people build their identities around the things that have happened to them.
You've got it. So what you think is your identity, I'm the sensitive one in the family. I'm the one that always blows it. I'm the black sheep, right? These are identities that we've picked up based on our emotional history. It actually... our experiences. It has actually nothing really to do with who we really are. And it can be very powerful. EFT can be very powerful. And energy psychology techniques in general will eventually, they will lead you to this place of releasing the emotional trauma and the baggage you've been through. And then you get to find out who you really are. And it can be just a beautiful experience to be able to kind of reconnect with your old friend, you know, your wise old self inside.
Yeah, it's nice to get to the true you. Susan, do you consider EFT a science?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. I think, when EFT started in the early 90s, there was a little bit of research, but not that much. But now we have over 80 studies that are peer-reviewed and evidence-based, and many of these studies are published in journals, in prestigious journals. And there's one, I'll just give you the title. It's a great literature review that's just put out a few months ago. It's the title is The Clinical EFT as an Evidence-Based Practice for the Treatment of Psychological and Physiological Conditions. And that is available online for free, and people can read it through. It's obviously quite dry because it's just literally, these are the 80 studies, and this is what we found. And it's got all the references with it. So
yeah, and I see that they've been doing some studies trying EFT on veterans for PTSD.
Yes, and like I said, this is where EFT is really coming into its own, and both here in Canada and in the U.S., we have a very big problem on our hands in that we actually have more vets committing suicide on home soil once they're back than what we've lost overseas, and that's very scary, and I think veterans associations and organizations are very worried and very concerned about this. And so they're looking, they're spreading the net a little wider, trying to find some solutions that can help people. There is an amazing documentary called Operation Emotional Freedom that is produced by Eric Huer, a gentleman from Toronto. And it is the actual founder of EFT and five or six experienced high-level EFT practitioners working with a group of veterans from the States and their families. And if anyone is struggling with post-traumatic stress of any sort, but certainly with veterans, this will really resonate for them. As well, there is a website called thestressproject.org. It's nonprofit. Any veteran with a diagnosis of PTSD can receive six free sessions through that website. And So there's lots of help out there if you know where to look, and there's some great things are looking very, very good in terms of the results that we're getting, and it's well documented on the stressproject.org. And certainly anybody could contact me if they would like to know more about that. I'd be happy to share that information with them.
Neat stuff. All right, so there's a wellness retreat. There's a retreat.
That's right. Well, I'm from Ontario, yep. But I was realizing that the Maritimes was perhaps a little underserviced in terms of good EFT training. There's a few people that do some training out here, but nobody training with AMET. So I decided I would take a trip out and do some training for people. It's a three-day training. It's in Newport, Nova Scotia, and it's August 16th to the 18th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the links are on my website. My website is freeyouremotions.com. I'm also on Facebook, again, Free Your Emotions. And so all the information's there, and again, people can email me or call me if they'd like more information.
Thanks, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Maybe we'll talk to you again sometime.
Yeah, sounds great.
Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Susan Bushell is an energy therapist who practices EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. There's a retreat coming to the Maritimes. If you're interested in EFT, I encourage you to do some research, because we only scratched the surface or tapped the surface on this. Talk about food insecurity next on Maritime Morning.